Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Gail Buskey's here. Gail is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder and president and CEO of Team DoubleClick. She is the lady who's taught us so much about working virtually with people in our businesses and our small businesses, and she's here to talk to us about that some more. Gail Buskey, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks, Jim.
Good to have you back, Gail. You know, I was telling the audience before you got here, I have had virtual assistants, but most of my virtual work has been with people who are helping me on projects or were doing contract work for me. And I've been doing that for a long time. And for 15 years or more, maybe, I've never not had virtual support from contractors. Not as assistants, so to speak, not like as an administrative assistant, but in terms of taking a project, and I mean critical projects, and working with them virtually. And as I've said before, some of these people, I've never even met them, even though we've become good friends and we work closely together. What do you think?
Oh, that's very common. You know, we've been in the virtual assistant industry for, oh gosh, I guess it's 13 years now. 14 years now. And we've got clients that we've had since day one that we've never met face to face.
Yeah. And you get close to them, you get to know their families and about their families and things like that. But the thing, you know, from developing websites to managing a project, I guess what I'm getting at is I wonder if when people think of virtual assistants, they just think about, you know, an administrative assistant or something like that. Do you think that that might be what when they think about what you guys do?
I kind of think maybe the opposite. I think people tend to think more on a project only basis rather than the ongoing. And you know, the new thing about a virtual assistant, like you can get to know their family, you get to know their work style, and a true administrative assistant who works virtually can really become an extension of you in your office, just like they were sitting in the next room. You know, they get to your customers and your clients, and when John calls in, he likes things done this way, or when Tony calls in, he likes things done that way. So they really do, get to be a complete extension of your business.
Well, I guess that was the point that I was trying to get at, is that you're already, most people are already doing, they're already working virtually with people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like
whether
we have to train people to do that. Yeah, whether they think about it that way or not, it's not like we have to train them to work with people in the cloud, so to speak. So depending on the direction of your company, you know, maybe it wouldn't be that big of a leap to have a virtual assistant.
Oh, exactly. Well, and a lot of times, you know, we don't think about the fact that we're working with people virtually. You know, if I call the DMV, for example, I'm working with them virtually just by calling them on the telephone and sending them an email attachment.
Right.
So we do that all the time. We just, a lot of times we don't think about incorporating that virtual aspect into our businesses because it's such a new term to so many people.
Right. So talk to us about some of the things that people are doing with you from a virtual assistant standpoint.
You know, there's a lot of the one-time projects that you mentioned, you know, setting up a website, doing some search engine optimization, those types of things. But there's also answering telephones. which is a biggie, you know, especially people who are in sales fields where they need to be out getting that face time with clients, but they also need to have their telephones answered. They're turning to virtual assistants to make sure their telephones are answered every single time they ring so that their clients
can care of. And this is a big deal to me because I don't understand any small business that doesn't have a human being answering their phone.
Absolutely.
I don't care who you are, and some of my friends own businesses, and they don't have a human, and I tell them this. I tell them, look, I don't even understand that. I can't even comprehend how a small business that gets so few chances to put their best foot forward, especially if you're B2B, especially if you're business to business, any opportunity to put your best foot forward is precious. And you turn it over to a machine? Come on.
And I know, and that used to be the thing. It was popular for a time to have your phone answered by automated system, and, you know, it was all new age. Now it's annoying. It is so annoying to call a company and get a robot. You want that human being on the other end of the line. And, you know, I should clarify, too, when I mention virtual assistants answering telephones, I don't mean a call center where they just take a message. I mean a real live human being.
A person who's dedicated to your business to do that. Yeah.
Exactly. They get to know your products and your services so that they can
and your customers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Then they can interact. They can answer those questions. They can help the customer move through whatever issue it is that they have.
They get to know which customer would be willing to leave a voicemail. And which customer wants you to write it down for them?
Yes.
Which ones will need to be gotten back with immediately, and which ones don't? I just don't get it. The only time you get a machine at my business is if we're not here.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If there's nobody in the building, that's the only time you get a machine.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it can even go further, too. You know, the virtual assistant can set appointments. They can check orders. They can do all of those things just as if they were sitting in the office.
These are the expectations of customers these days. They don't expect to wait, do they?
Well, and I think we're getting tired of lousy service.
Yeah.
We've had it for so many years.
I have been for a long time. Gail, I need your website, please give it.
TeamDoubleClick.com.
Gail Buskey and I will be right back. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Everybody's blue when they're lonesome. Everybody.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.